Yo, this is the Iron Super Facts Podcast. You're rocking with your boy, none other than the kid Super Facts, man. What's good? I'm rocking solo today. Nobody on the show. And that's how it should be sometimes, you know. Sometimes you gotta do this stuff on your own, you know. You don't need nobody to rock out with, you know what I'm saying? But I'm back with another one. I've been gone for a minute, but it don't matter. As long as I'm here to do another episode, that's all that matters, man. And since I've been gone, man, it's a lot of stuff that's been happening. You know, you got your boy, Kawhi. He chose to go to the Clippers, which I fucks with. You know, I'm jumping on that bandwagon. I don't care what anybody says. I'm a Clippers fan now. I rock with the Bulls, and I rock with the Clippers. Hey, I love what he did, man. You know, he do what he want. I ain't want him to go team up with LeBron and AD, form another super team, and they just run the league or whatever. Nah, man, let's have some competitive balance in the NBA right now. You know, we got KD and Kyrie, which I feel I don't know how that duo gonna turn out. You know, KD gotta sit out for a year and see what Kyrie gonna do by himself. He should still make the playoffs, but as far as going somewhere in the East, I don't think so. I feel like Philly should come out of the East now that Kawhi has left. And, you know, I don't know about Boston. I have to see how they gonna look with Kemba. They should be a good team. They should step up and be good, but we gotta see. But the West is where it's at. My boy Russell Westbrook just got traded to Houston. So we gotta see how that's gonna work out. I'm not gonna hate on them. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh man, it's only one basketball, or you know, they not gonna work together. You know, I'm not finna sit here and say that. I rocks with Russell Westbrook. You know, I rocks with him. James Harden, I rocks with him. You know, let's see how it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see how they gonna look for next season, man. And then you got, you know, the Lakers. I think that's a great duo with LeBron and AD. We gotta see how the other pieces gonna fit. They signed DeMarcus Cousins, Danny Green. I think they got a good team around LeBron. I mean, they should be one or two. You know, the Clippers, I feel like, coming out the West, but, you know, you never know when it comes to LeBron, man. LeBron, I've seen LeBron do some great things, some spectacular things. So, but I've yet to see him do it in the West. He's been there 1 year, didn't work out for him last year. He got hurt. But I just, you know, it's hard to go against him. It's hard to put your money against him. You seen what the Golden State Warriors had to do? They had to get KD. I mean, that's rocket science. I mean, they teamed up and, you know, they were able to take him out. But everything is even now. You know, I'm anxious to see Golden State too. You know, how they, you know, Klay gone for the majority of next season. But they get D'Angelo Russell, the snitch. But, you know, we gonna leave that where it's at. You know, they forgave him for it. But D'Angelo Russell, he didn't get Jade down with the Warriors. So we see how that's going to work out. Everybody's talking about he's ball dominant. But I feel like if you're a good player, And you're willing to be coached, you can adapt. You know, you can get in that system, and you can adapt to what they got going on and become you know, a person or a player that moves the ball and you're willing to work together as a team. That's what I'm anxious to see how that's going to be. And then when they get Klay back, they should probably get Klay back towards the end of the season and see where they at in the standings, which I don't know. I don't know where Golden State's going to be. You know, you still got Portland. You still got Utah. You got some good teams. Houston, Denver. I ain't even mentioned Denver. And you got some good teams in the West. And I don't know what Golden State is going to be sitting at by the time, you know, at the end of the season, by the time Klay comes back. We don't know how they're going to be, you know. But to go back to Kawhi, man, I feel like Kawhi did the right thing. A lot of people were saying, a lot of experts, they basically were saying that the Clippers was out of the picture. You know, that he wasn't going to sign with the Clippers. It was between the Lakers and Toronto. And then in the middle of the night, he goes with the Clippers. They get Paul George. And the rest is history. They're going to have a crazy defensive lineup, man. That's why I'm picking them, because the defense is going to be crazy. You got your boy Patrick Beverley, Chicago native, doing his thing, playing that Randy Brown defense. Kawhi and Paul George, that's a crazy defensive, you know, team. And then your boy Lou Will coming off the bench. That's going to be crazy, man. Sixth man of the year. He wins that like every year. You know what I'm saying? So they got a team to reckon with. And then, you know, the Lakers are there. They got vets, man. They got vets. But LeBron, he does his thing, man. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows what LeBron does when, if he get a team and he can run the show and he got shooters around him. Danny Green and Caldwell Pope. I mean, they can shoot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else they're going to add. I don't know if they're done, but it ain't too many players out there left to be signed. I seen today that Memphis is probably going to try to keep Andre Iguodala. But Houston is trying to get him. And I don't know what they're going to do or trade or how they're going to do it. But I think they should stay with what they got, you know. They should stay with what they got and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's pretty much what's been going on in the basketball world. Yo, I want to say thank you for taking the time out to listen to the I Am Superfacts podcast. Very much appreciate it. And while you at it, hit the boy up on IG to get your own Superfacts tea, the butter soft. No better way. Let's get it. Holla. Yo, your boy Kells is back in the news. Man has been arrested again. Federal racketeering charge, man. This dude, this is what they saying, man. They saying this guy was leading a criminal enterprise to promote his music and recruit women and girls to engage in illegal sexual activity. Man, I don't know what's up with this guy, man. Like, they gave this man a pass. He had a pass. Get out of jail free card. The man was found not guilty not guilty. And he let him go. And now he done found his way back in the news by doing some dumb stuff. Like, I don't know what's really wrong with R. Kelly, man. You know, everybody love his music, man. You can't stunt on this man's music. He's a musical genius. But his personal life, it's just in shambles, man. You know, I don't know if, you know, somebody can say, yo, I feel sorry for him, because I feel like he didn't bring it on himself, you know, by doing the things he do. Also, say federal prosecutors in Brooklyn hit Kelly with a 5-count indictment, which in addition to racketeering includes 4 Mann Act counts related to his alleged interstate transportation of a victim to New York to engage in illegal sexual activity, and his exposure of her to an infectious venereal disease without her knowledge. Yo, what's going on with this guy, man? If you know you out here, man, and you got something, man, you need to let the chick know, or don't do nothing at all, man. You know what I'm saying? If I knew I had something, sex game is over with. There's no more sex, man. I'm not finna be sticking my penis into somebody knowing that I'm infected, so I can spread the infection. That's low down, man. That's low down dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing worse than getting a phone call. I mean, I've never had to experience this, but it's nothing worse. I mean, I can just imagine how it could feel if somebody calls you in the middle of the night or during your day and ask, hey, you know, have you been checked out? You know, I'm experiencing some things down there, and you were the last person I had sex with. I mean, I don't know what I'll do, man. That type of shit is crazy. But and then, you know, Kels, he's transporting females to New York to have sex. It's like everybody involved needs to go to jail, man. Kel's gonna get the brunt of it, is because he's the main guy. You know, he's the celebrity. He's the guy out in front. He's the dude who's making the hits. He's the guy that they want. But everybody should go down. Line them up. Line all of them up. You know what I'm saying? They should all go down, man. Kills is at the forefront, though. But all these other people, they need to go down, man. This is crazy, man. They talking like, you know, these new charges got them looking at decades more prison time if convicted. Dude, they saying that the racketeering count alone has a maximum sentence of 20 years. Jesus Christ, man. I don't know, man. Dude, I don't know what Kel's gonna do. He probably gonna say he didn't do it, though. That's he's been you know, claiming that he's innocent throughout the whole thing. And it's just crazy how he's putting himself in these situations. They say Kelly, his managers, bodyguards, drivers, personal assistants, runners, and various other hangers had a common purpose of achieving the objectives of the enterprise: to boost R. Kelly's music and brand while recruiting women and girls into illicit sexual activity. Jesus Christ, man. They calling this shit an enterprise. They calling it an enterprise. Yo, they must got... Yo, the feds don't come unless they got you, fam. That's what everybody says, man. That's when they say when the feds come knocking, they got mad evidence. They don't like to lose. Conviction rate probably in the 90s. And oh man, I guess this is probably the end of R. Kelly, man. No more backyard party or you know, none of the barbecue music, man. The shit's over with. It's over. They talking about Kales had these females. They weren't allowed to look at other men, and instead were told to keep their heads down. Even more disturbing, the women and girls were required to call Kelly daddy. Hey man, Joe. Hey, it is what it is, man. Kels, all I can say is, man, you brung this on yourself. Hey, and good luck. Yo, it's another situation that I feel like it's very interesting. The boy Jermaine Dupri made some comments about female rappers, and he basically said that all female rappers basically are strippers, and they only talk about sex, rap about sex and stuff like that. And Cardi B responded. She basically said that, you know, she does it because her vagina is her best friend. And that is the comment she made. But she also made sense about what she was saying as far as the conscious female rappers, the rappers that don't talk about sex and they out here really spitting bars and stuff like that. But she basically said, y'all don't support them, which I feel is true, you know. It's almost like all hip-hop or rap fans, when if a female is not rapping about sex or selling sex or shaking her ass in the videos or anything, it's like they don't want to support them. But like, soon as a female rapper, she gets to talking about sex and all that, it's, you know, they go straight to the top. It's not like that for every female rapper that go that route, but it worked for Cardi B. It's working for Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. But Nicki Minaj, had, you know, she got bars though. She's not my cup of tea, you know, but she had bars though. Can't stunt on that. But like, I don't know. I knew, you know, you make a comment like that, you're definitely going to get some blowback, and you're definitely going to get a lot of people, a lot of fans that don't agree with what he said. Basically, this is exactly what he said. He said they all rapping about the same thing. I don't think they're showing us who is the best rapper. For me, it's like strippers rapping. As far as rap goes, I'm not getting who is the best rapper. I'm getting like, you got a story about you dancing in a club. You got a story about you dancing in a club. You got a story. Oh, who's going to be the rapper? It's like you said the same thing twice, but whatever. I don't know, man. But he also went and said, you know, the Brat basically changed. She broke the mold and becoming the first female rapper to go platinum. I mean, everybody loved the Brat. I love the Brat. You know, the Brat from Chicago. So, you know, we rocking with the Brat. You know what I'm saying? So, and the Brat, when I used to listen to the Brat, you know, back in the 90s, I was listening to it when I was a shorty. You know, I didn't get that feeling of her rapping like, you know, she was a stripper or anything like that, because she could really rap. But like, nowadays, it's a totally different ball game. Like, I don't know what they expect, you know, sex sales and if that's what's working. It's all, because to me, man, at the end of the day, the game now, man, it's all about that money, man. Nobody is really trying to see who's the best conscious rapper. That was the 90s. That was the 90s, man. Early 2000s, when bars really mattered. Now, bars really don't matter. You can basically write a jingle or something, and you on. You know, as long as you got a good beat, you on. And I'm over it. I used to be one of them guys that was, man, I ain't on here no bars, man. I just want to listen to this, you know, this type of rap. I just want to listen to conscious rap. That's it. That's all. I don't want to hear none of that new stuff. I don't want to hear that. But hey, this is the game, you know. I can't hate. You can't hate on none of the new artists. You can't hate on the female rappers, Cardi B. You know, you can't hate on her. I love what Cardi B has done. She came in the game. She, you know what I'm saying? She came being herself, humble. I feel like she was super humble. Because, you know, she came from the bottom. I don't care if she's not, if she's not writing her own raps. I don't give a damn about that. You know what I'm saying? We in the game now that, you know, everybody and their mama got a ghostwriter. You know, your favorite rapper probably got a ghostwriter, man. One of my top rappers, you know, he was accused, Drake, Drizzy, accused of not writing his own music, but I still rock with him. And you know, one of my favorite female rappers / singers, Lauryn Hill, man. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill still get played to this day. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill will still get played, man. She brung out that one classic, man, never to be seen again. But you know, it is what it is. But you know, I don't agree with what Jermaine Dupri saying. I mean, even if it is true, who cares? It shouldn't be said. I don't feel like, you know, he should have said that. You know, I know a lot of people was probably upset with what he said, man. Jermaine Dupri, man, you need to get over it, man. New game. You know it's a new game. You know, focus on trying to get Bow Wow another hit, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop worrying about what the females are doing in the rap game. They want to rap about being a stripper, having sex, you know, doing what they do. Let them do them. Let them get this money, man. Peace. A lot of people is excited, you know what I'm saying, about The Lion King coming out July 19th. Think this is going to skyrocket to number one. This is a classic movie, man. Everybody who's around my age, you know, coming up as a kid, you probably seen Lion King a million times. Then when you decided to have kids, and if your kids are of age, you probably showed it to them a million times. So you probably done seen it 2 million times. But I'm very interested in going to see this new Lion King movie, man. I think it's going to be another classic. The first one, it's a classic. Favorite part of the first one is probably the hyenas, and they said Mufasa's name. And they said, "Say it again, Mufasa." Ooh, say it again, Mufasa. You know what I'm saying? That was like one of my favorite parts of the movie. It had me dying laughing when I was a shorty. I haven't seen it in a while though, but I'm very anxious to go see the new Lion King. Definitely gonna have a review once it drops, and once I check it out, definitely gonna let you know, have a review on it. Try not to have no spoilers in it. Just try to tell you what I thought of the movie, The Lion King. Looks like it's gonna be a classic. Excited about it, and I hope everybody go check it out. If you don't check it out, something is wrong with you. If you're not interested in going to see The Lion King, something is wrong with you. Because a lot of people say something is wrong with me because I've only seen Toy Story 1. I haven't seen none of the Toy Stories. The new Toy Story 4 came out. I wasn't interested in checking it out after I seen Toy Story 1. And I can't even remember Toy Story 1. But I know I seen it. I just don't remember any scenes or anything that happened. And Toy Story just didn't hit me, man. It didn't hit me, and I wasn't a fan. But you know, you got a lot of people that love Toy Story. That's just like I ain't never seen The Incredibles. You know, a lot of people say The Incredibles are good. But I never checked them out, man. You know, I guess one of these days I'm gonna have to sit back, check out Toy Story again, and watch all of them, and then check out Incredibles and watch all of them. And I guess it's like that because I don't have any kids. Maybe if I had kids, I probably would have checked these movies out. But I'm definitely gonna check out The Lion King again. If you don't check out The Lion King, shame on you. And like I said, be expecting a review of The Lion King once I check it out. Your boy, Super Facts. Yo, I want to end the show by, you know, singing. Or not singing, but saying happy birthday to my godson. My godson, Caden, you know what I'm saying? He turned five years old. And what I seen, I didn't get a chance to go check him out, but I sent him some things, and I hope he liked it. I'm going to have to come check him out, you know, this weekend. Caden, I'll be to see you. Hope you liked your birthday gifts that I got you. And I seen that he had SpongeBob representing at his birthday party. That little dude loves SpongeBob. And I hope he wasn't scared. I think I seen a video that his grandma posted. And he looked like he was kind of scared of SpongeBob, and that's supposed to be his boy. But you know, like I say, I just want to say happy birthday to my godson, Caden. I love you, boy.